Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya the Fraud Soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, I was charged. My debit card was charged $19.92 from some company, but I did not authorize that. I'm the only one that has my card, the only one that lives in my house.
Okay, well, I understand completely. Just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and your mailing address, please?
Michael Fox, F-O-X, and address 220 West 6th Street in Rushville, Indiana, 46173.
Thank you. And I do see here, looks like you were charged for...
Yeah, I don't even know what this company is. I have no clue. But it just showed up on my debit card, and it was tried to charge another $59 and something. It was declined.
Okay. Well, I'm taking a look into this for you. Bear with me one moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for being patient on that hold. So the monthly charge of $59.92, it's actually a gift card where you get 100 gift card that you can spend on the online gadget store. That online gadget store is called FactoryDirectSaving.com. But while you have that 125, I'm sorry, that 100 gift card, you are entered in the raffle for a chance to win a free gift as well. So usually that charge is created through receiving like an email or doing a survey, letting you know that you have won these items there, that you have the chance to win that item. And so you never received an email or did a survey?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, well, I understand.
Because I don't do that very often at all, really. So I don't know what, yeah. That's why I'm calling, because I don't know where the charge came from or anything.
Okay. Well, with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online.
Okay.
And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. But as of right now, I did go ahead and get that canceled and refunded for you, so that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect
okay.
in the account.
Okay, now the 59 was declined. So it didn't charge me that. It just charged me the $19.92.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I do thank you for calling customer support, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Now, well, did you cancel that? They won't try to charge again?
No.
Okay. And it will be refunded in $19.92. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.